Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Will Abbott. I'm here representing the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests in support of House Bill 648. I want to start by saying that I think that this bill isn't to stop Northern Pass. This bill is to stop the use of eminent domain by the promoters of Northern Pass. Secondly, I don't think that the voters of New Hampshire in 2006 voted 85% to 15% in favor of the constitutional amendment as being a knee-jerk reaction. And number three, if as Ann Ross testified earlier, that we don't even know yet whether Northern Pass is in fact a public utility, by what right should they be out there asserting the right to use eminent domain? I would like to read a letter, a very short letter, into the record from a landowner in North Stratford who couldn't be here today, which I think directly addresses the need for this bill. The letter is from Mr. Robert Corner, who's a resident of Pelham, New Hampshire. He owns land up in North Stratford, and he writes to the chairman, "I own approximately 3,600 acres of land in North Stratford, New Hampshire, and I'm unable to attend the meeting today due to business travel. I would like to state my position on this bill based on my recent experience with Northern Pass. I think it is necessary to protect landowners of New Hampshire from private industries who will profit from the use of eminent domain. These companies should have to negotiate in good faith with landowners instead of using the bullying tactic of do what I want or we will take it away. We need to eliminate this threat to the landowner. Being a small business owner, I understand the need for development and expanding our energy resources, especially since I spend approximately $60,000 per month for electricity to operate my plant at the American Dry Ice Corporation in Palmer, Massachusetts. However, the development should not be at the expense of New Hampshire residents who do not agree or want a plan that will profit the originator. The resident landowner should have a say in the development of a plan that affects his property. I was approached by two representatives of Northern Pass on February 1 to discuss this project. I knew nothing of this project prior to our meeting. At this meeting, I was presented information about the project, told that a majority of the landowners were for the project, presented a right of entry agreement which would allow Northern Pass to enter my property, which has over 2 miles of power, potentially has over 2 miles of power line, for $400 to conduct surveys, evaluations, soil testing, and etc. They told me they would work with all the landowners, but if the landowners didn't cooperate, they would exercise their right of eminent domain. I urge the passage of this bill to prevent circumstances like the one I describe from happening. The landowners of New Hampshire deserve this protection, and we ask for your support. Sincerely, Robert Corner." And I would like to second his request. Thank you.